take a moment to center yourself. Breathing in, sharply through your nostrils, holding it at the top, and breathing out. Breathing in, and breathing out. Listen to these words about Abraham. It is not surprising that we should find Abraham so frustrated when God seems to have failed to keep his promise. Even a great man of faith like Abraham struggles with the same kind of doubts that plague you and me. So in Genesis 15:1, God comes to reassure Abraham of his promises. In response, we read that Abraham believed the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness. Abraham is not saved by any great deed he performs, but merely because he believes that God believes what God promises to him. And because Abraham believes, God counts his faith to him as righteousness. It should comfort us, then, that the scriptures record for us that a man with genuine faith like Abraham nevertheless has real doubts. Right after we read that Abraham believes God, we hear him asking God to confirm his promises to him. O Lord God, how am I to know what I shall possess, as in the land? God is showing Abraham that he will never leave and assuring him that God's promises will remain. God puts both sides of the covenants upon himself, promising to be broken if he broke the terms of the covenant, and also to be broken if Abraham or Abraham's offspring broke the terms of the covenant. When you and I struggle to believe God, it may be helpful to remember that he already has kept his promises. At the cross, God himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, was broken to uphold his covenantal promises. Specifically, the body of Jesus Christ was broken so that God could bring Jesus' righteousness to us who believe in him for salvation. So, when we doubt, let's ask ourselves, if Yahweh or God did not spare his own son, but freely gave him up for us all, what would he possibly withhold from us? In your reflection then, for question one, answer, what doubts do you have at this present moment about the faith? And then, in question two, you don't have to give an explanation, but who is one person in your life who needs to receive your mercy and forgiveness, your unconditional love? Again, if it's personal, I don't need an explanation. I just want you to acknowledge someone who needs the same love and support that God gives to Abraham, even when they fail, even when they fall short. Let us pray that even in our doubts, even in our worries and our concerns, that we may feel loved, loved by others, loved by ourselves, and loved by God. Let that love ground us today, tomorrow, and forever.